This being Memorial Day, I've been searching the scriptures for the last few weeks to see what would be appropriate for this day. And I've chosen Joshua chapter 4, verse 1 through 7, which talks about Joshua and when he was leading the children of Israel over the river of Jordan. And the stones that they were to select from the bottom of that river as the priest stepped into the water and it parted just like the Red Sea. And they were asked to select 12 stones for the 12 tribes as a remembrance of what God had done for them. So we have so much to be thankful and to remember from the Old Testament to the New Testament to our day and time. There are a lot of things that we are to reflect upon and be thankful for. So our scripture this morning is from Joshua chapter 4, verses 1 through 7. So let's look at verse 1. Now when all the nations had finished crossing the Jordan, the Lord spoke to Joshua, saying, take yourselves 12 men from the people, one man from each tribe, and command them, saying, take up for yourselves 12 stones from here out of the middle of the Jordan, from the place where the priest's feet are standing firm, and carry them over with you, and lay them down in the lodging place where you will lodge tonight. So Joshua called the 12 men whom he had appointed from the sons of Israel, one man from each tribe. And Joshua said to them, cross again to the ark of the Lord your God into the midst of the Jordan, and each of you take up a stone on his shoulder according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Israel. Let this be a sign among you, so that when your children ask later, saying, what do these stones mean to you? Then you shall say to them, because of the waters of the Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord. That was an important Ark of the Covenant, the law, and heavily guarded. And God, you know, helped those responsible for carrying that responsible as well. So when it crossed the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off. So these stones shall become a memorial to the sons of Israel forever. Now, when we think about this, tomorrow is Memorial Day. Therefore, we will observe this very special day with a message from God's Word to help us to remember the important things in our history, where we started, where we come from, and where we're headed today. So Memorial Day is a day of remembrance of the lost loved ones in foreign wars. So we don't just remember the day of their death, but we remember the previous or the precious lives that they lived, just like you and I. Called to duty, called to help their nation and have freedom for the generations to come. Now, we remember both the good and the hard times that we share with them. We look at how they lived their lives and the things that they taught us. I remember working with back in my earlier days out of high school. I worked at Paramedic for a while, And I worked with a lot of veterans, and I worked with one man in particular, and he would not share very often anything about his experience of war unless he knew you was really interested in what he had to say, and you was interested in the things of the past concerning those who served and lost their lives. And this particular man fought in the Battle of the Bulge, which is a horrific battle. German tanks and artillery and all the things. And he marched right alongside those tanks with some of his closest friends and comrades. And as he and some of his comrades and his friends were marching, they were in discussion. And when he turned, he heard a large sound, rocket shells were flying, and he looked to his right, and his friend, the shell decapitated him. And that's what he had to live with, and that's some of the memories he had, and I was all struck by the things that he shared with me. And so those are the things that we all remember, the men who gave their lives for our freedom. And there's so many things in God's Word that are hard for us to comprehend, but when God is in it, we can rest assured that He is going to take care of His own. And we just pray that as our nation continues on in this world today, and working towards the good, fighting for the against evil of the things of this world, that we can pass it on to our generations where we come from and how we got there, and it was because of the grace and the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that was with us through it all, as we trusted in Him. He knows who His people are, He knows who His children are, and we need to really focus on that and remember that. So it is a day that we remember individuals whose graves we visit. And as Brenda and I, as we was driving around this weekend, we saw people out placing flags in the graves. And I told Brenda, I said, they are already out placing those flags, and that's a good thing. That's a great thing for us to see that and remember their sacrifice. So let us never fail to remember God's goodness for each one of us. For whenever we fail to remember what God has done for us, then we fail or fall astray from the paths of righteousness. And we can learn that right here in God's Word. So this message, this day, reflects upon men and women who have impacted our lives by their service. And when you have an opportunity, walk up to someone that's wearing a cap or something and say thank you for your service. And also, I want us to reflect upon to remember how God and His Son, Jesus Christ, touched our lives and made us free from sin. So let's look at kind of all of the verses here, and I'll reflect on some of the other things. But the account of the memorial stones, which is very important. It was part of the what was to be taught to generations, because Joshua said, if they ask, then you will be able to tell them why. So here in verses 1 through 7, we see that God came through, and then each of the 12 tribes of Israel crossed the Jordan. So when they did, they gathered up one stone per, according to scriptures here, from each bottom of the riverbed. And they gathered up one stone per tribe from the bottom, and making the 12 stones in all in verses 2 through 3. So they took these stones to the riverbed, to the bank, and laid them down. And then this in order to show anyone who passed later by that these stones had indeed come from the bottom of the Jordan River in verses 5 and 6. So people would see these stones and wonder, and then as the scripture says, they question how something of such great weight, because the men picked them up and carried them on their shoulders. They had to be heavy, had to be awesome stones, and could land them far up on and carry them to the shore. Now, in verse 6 and 7, Joshua informed the Israelites that when people asked them about these stones, that they were to share with them the story of how God had parted the floods. Of course, at this stage of the time, at that time, the banks was overrun because it was flooded, allowed them to cross over on dry land, just like they did in the Red Sea. Now, these stones serve as a memorial of God's glory to remind Israelites that anyone else, how God cared enough for his people, that he came into this world and intervened on their behalf. And that's how God works. He works in behalf of the faithful who truly, truly follow him. Now, also, the Bible tells us that it is very important to remember. Remember. And we remember things in life. We remember important things that's happened in our lives that occurred that we know about, whether it be something personally or we know in history that's taken place that impacts our lives, that makes a difference for the good. So remember all the marvelous things that God had done for us. Now, immediately after the Israelites were advised to remember God's great works, they were told not to serve other gods or other religions. Now, in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 14, when Moses wrote this, he advised the Israelites at that time. Now, we're in Joshua now, but back in Deuteronomy, Moses wrote, "You shall not go after other gods, the gods of the people who are all around you." And they were other gods, other gods that were worshipped by other nations and so forth. They were not to fall in that path. So you see, if they fail to remember what the Lord had done for them, and we never should ever forget what God has done for our nation and done for us individually, then they could easily forget about God altogether and do their own thing. And that's the same for us as well. If we forget where God has brought us and where he's going to lead us in the future. Now, let's look a little bit further here. Failing to remember the works of the Lord. And that's one thing that Joshua wanted to implant in their hearts and mind. Never forget where God has brought you. So it's very important for those of us who have experienced God's working in our lives to remember and tell all whom we know about how the Lord has made himself real to us. See, God reveals himself to us every day, doesn't he? He reveals himself to us in his word. As we read it each day, God reveals something new. You know, I'm quite amazed. I don't know how many times I've read through God's Word and studied it all these years, but I'm still amazed how God still reveals something new to me that I maybe missed, or maybe I wasn't ready to get it at that time. But as I read and studied this particular passage of Scripture, you know, there's a lot of things that just stood out to me that was, oh, I need to remember this. This is things that are very important. It was important then, it's important now. And the things that we know in our world today and in our nation today that are happening, some are horrendous and some are the good things, and hopefully the positive outweighs all the evil things and bad things in our world today. But the things that we are to remember are the things that God places in our lives for us to remember that will help us to grow spiritually in our lives. And those are the things of God he doesn't want us to forget. So it is especially important for us to set up spiritual memorials in our lives. And that's what Joshua is saying here. Set up these spiritual memorials for the generations to come, so they will be committed. They won't compromise, and they won't be in conflict with the things of the world and Satan himself. Because that's not what God intends for us. He wants us to be committed, just like Joshua was here. So it's especially important for us, again, to set up spiritual memorials for our children, our grandchildren, because if we don't, then the future generation could stray away from the Lord. It's interesting to read how many passerbyers were asked about, like, Memorial Day and other days, holidays, and many people have no idea what they are. And that's why it's so important us to teach our children, our grandchildren, and generations to come the importance of how we got where we are today, because of men and women who are willing to give their lives for something worthwhile for the generations to come. Very important. So in our lives and the generations that follow us, there can be a variation in the commitments to the Lord. And it is our responsibility as adults and parents, grandparents, to teach our generations to come the importance of commitment to the Lord. So as Christians, we can be wholeheartedly committed to the Lord. We can be, and we should be. Now, as believers, we make many compromises in our faith. We can do that as well. And as Christians, there are the possibilities that we are living lives full of immense spiritual conflict. So often there's a pattern of spiritual degeneration among the generations, from commitment to compromise to conflict. And we want our generations to follow in our footsteps as we follow the Lord and committed wholeheartedly. And that's what Joshua is saying here. Be committed wholeheartedly unto the Lord. That's why it was so important for the Ark of the Covenant to cross over as the priests stepped into the waters of Jordan, and the waters were cut off. That means they walked across on dry land, because that Ark of the Covenant was something that God had given them to protect them and give them a life of freedom as they trusted in Him. No compromising, and therefore there would be no conflict. So this pattern can be identified in our lives of many of the great features the Bible, such as Joshua, Abraham, David. For instance, Joshua served the Lord with all of his heart. And in Joshua 1:8, he said, as far as for me and my family, we're going to serve God. And he did. He did. He was faithful. And that's why he was chosen after Moses' time was over. Him and Caleb, you know, God gave them the reins to lead the children of Israel forward because he knew they were committed. They wouldn't want to compromise, and they wouldn't be in conflict against the Word of God. So, now, Joshua served the Lord with all his heart, soul, and mind, and drove out the Canaanites, all of those that did not worship the Lord. In Judges chapter 1, verse 27, 30, through 30, we read the second generation that followed Joshua, although they worshiped God, they failed to drive out the Canaanites, the inhabitants that did not worship the Lord. They failed to do that. Why? Because they were not committed like the first generation, and they compromised their faith, their belief. Now, and then, and when we come to the third generation, we read in Judges chapter 2, verse 10, another generation, which is the third generation after Joshua and the second generation. Now we're on the third generation. It says, another generation arose after them who did not know the Lord, nor the work which he had done for Israel. What happened? That memorial was not passed on. The importance of following God, being committed, was not passed on. And you see, that can happen so easily. So easily. So that's why the scriptures are so important for us today. And to remember, just like we remember Memorial Day and all the other special days, that they should not be forgotten, because it's important for our generations to come to have the same motivation and commitment as we do today in our generation. So the primary point we can draw from what I read just now in Judges chapter 2 verse 10 is that the third generation did not know God because they had not been told of the work which he had done for Israel. What a shame. And that's a great that we love God and have a relationship and fellowship with God. But if we really and truly care about generations to follow us, then we will share our passion for the Lord with our children and our grandchildren. And then we have to live it ourselves in order for them to believe it. So we must share with them about the great things that God has done in our lives, or else they will see no need of the Lord, and they will go astray and seek fulfillment somewhere else. And evidently, that's what happened to the second and third generation here, as Joshua was talking about. Now, let's look at the final statement here. Establishing our spiritual stones, our markers in our lives, which is very, very important. So like the Israelites who crossed the Jordan, we need to set up spiritual stones, or what I would call markers, that help us reflect on how God has come through for us and has cared for us through generations. Each one of us individually. I mean, you can see how God has loved you, cared for you, provided for you, protected you up to this day. And we need to set up spiritual markers to remind our children, grandchildren, how that took place. It's because of our commitment. That's because we believe and we have faith in God that will prevail through all circumstances in this life. Just like men and women who lost their lives fighting wars. They believed in this nation. They believed in someone greater than themselves, whether they came home or not, would take care of them in the end. And God will certainly do that. So one of the great spiritual markers that Israel set up that helped the people to remember their deliverance from the bondage in Egypt was the yearly celebration of the Passover. And as Christians remember Jesus' great sacrifice for us whenever we observe the Lord's Supper as well, that helps us to remember. That's taking back, going back and remember what Jesus did to free us from our sins. And this is what I mean when I speak of setting up spiritual markers or spiritual stones in our lives so that the generations to come who follow us will know. Steve Green sung a song, "May We Be Faithful to Those Who Follow Us." That's the name of that song was Mission. Mission. That's our mission. That should be our mission in this life. To set up spiritual stones for those who follow us will also be that will be stepping stones for them as well. So as we look in conclusion here this morning, our very lives should also be a testimony to all the generations of the reality of God and His work of grace in our hearts through His Son, Jesus Christ. I was thinking about when Jesus was talking to Peter. And he said, "On this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it." So he called Peter a rock. Jesus is the solid rock. He's our cornerstone. And Jesus is that little pebble. We are the little pebbles. But in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5, we read how we are to become living stones to the entire world. That's what we are to do. Living stones in a spiritual house. That's what we are. That's what we should do. So let us live in such a way that people see something different from the rest of the scenery. Like those stones that were out of place on the riverbank. There was something different about that. And the generations to come would see that. And according to that, they're still there today. They will look at us and ask, "What do these stones mean?" That's what Josh said. They will say, "What does these stones mean?" Or we need an answer. If we've been faithful and we know exactly how God has led our life, then we will have the right answer. And what does this change in your life? What does that mean in my life? What does that mean? And then we will be able to share with them concerning the love and forgiveness that we have found in Christ Jesus, because we know and we have experienced it, and that way we'll be able to share that with others. That's how we remember. We remember the things that happen, especially those things that God was a part of. So we will be a part, or be able to share that one glorious moment when Jesus came into our heart. We can share that. Well, I can take you all the way back to April the 5th, 1964. I've never forgotten that. I remember that because it reminds me of that each day, how God entered my life. And those are the spiritual stones and markers in my life that I remember that I can pass on to others. And see, that has a great impact upon those who are seeking and don't know Jesus Christ or haven't made that commitment. And there's a lot of compromises in this world, and there's a lot of conflict. But see, we want to focus on that commitment. See, that's what helps us in life to get through. So we will be able to share a one glorious moment when Jesus came into our hearts. And when we share that, it will make an impact. See, the day of our salvation is a memorial stone that we should never forget. We should never forget. And one that should be told to all or declared to all generations. See, generations makes a difference. And every generation gets a new title, right? Every generation. Now it's the Alpha. We're in the Alpha generation. Many of us are baby boomers and X and so forth. So generations to generations span over the decades. So we can make a difference in our world today if we are willing to trust in Jesus and commit, just like Joshua, for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. What a memorial and what a good thing to pass along to generations to come. Let us pray. Our Father God, we praise your holy name. You're an awesome, awesome God. We thank you that we live in a nation founded upon godly principles. And we are thankful for those who have given their lives, that believed in this foundation that was built upon godly principles. May we never forget that. May we always remember that. May we be ready to pass it on to generations to come. It's not always easy. It takes time, patience, and diligence, and perseverance. But Lord, that's our responsibility as parents, as grandparents, and as people, your people, and the people of this nation, to pass on the good things and the positive things that you have done in our lives. And through Jesus Christ, you provided salvation. That is a memorial marker in our lives that we can pass on as well. How we received you and met you, and how you cleansed us from our sin. Today, Lord, we invite you to, in your Holy Spirit, to renew our hearts, to help us to remember what you have done and how you've brought us as a nation and those who were willing to fight for the freedom that we have today. Never, ever should we ever take it for granted. Thank you, Lord, for the scriptures that we read today, like Joshua, that took that stand and made that oath to the people. Hey, I follow God. And that was a generation, Lord, that you led across the Jordan River into the Canaan land. And Lord, we live in a land that, Lord, that you have provided us with everything that we need. And may we always thank you daily. And thank you for the salvation that you give each one of us who have accepted you as our Savior. And if there's anyone here today that doesn't know you, Lord, may we be able to share with others that memorial stone, that marker, that they may too find you as well. Bless this invitation, Lord. It's your invitation. All we have to do is just respond to it. We praise you and we thank you in Christ's name. Amen.